Oh. Yami. Govindam Adiprasham Tamaham Hayami. We are worshipping Govindam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original person. So, this sound, Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Vajami, is reaching him. He's hearing. You cannot say that he is not here. Can you say? No. Especially in this scientific age, when television, radio messages had broadcast thousands and thousands of miles away, and you can hear. And why you can? Why Krishna cannot hear your prayer? Sincere. How can he say? Nobody can deny it. So, premanjana shirita bhakti vilochane na santas sadaiva vidayesu vilopan. Just like thousands and thousands of miles away, he can transfer the television picture, audio, radio sound. Similarly, if you can prepare yourself, then he can see always Govinda. This is not difficult. This is stated in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochane. Simply you have to prepare your eyes, your mind in that. Here is a television box within your heart. This is the perfection of yoga. It is not you have to purchase man machine or television set. It is there. And God is also there. You can see, you can hear, you can talk. Provided you have got the machine, you repair that. The repairing process is Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, everything is separate. Complete. Complete state of machine you have got within you. And just like for repairing, an expert mechanic requires, similarly, he requires the help of someone expert. And then he sees that your machine is working. It is not difficult to understand. Nobody can say that it is not possible. In the Shastra, we hear also sadhu, shastra, guru, bhakta, tinete, kuriya, oikko. Spiritual realization can be perfected by three parallel processes. Sadhu. Sadhu means saintly person who are realized souls. Sadhu. Shastra. Shastra means scriptures, authoritative scriptures, Vedic scriptures, shastra. Sadhu, shastra and guru, spiritual master. Three parallel lines. And if you place your car or vehicle on these three parallel lines, your car will go direct to Krishna. Hinete Koryalko. Just like in the railway line, you see two parallel lines. If they are in order, the railway carriages have carried very smoothly to the destination. Here also, there are three parallel lines. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Saintly person, association of saintly person, acceptance of bona fide spiritual master, and faith in the scripture. That's all. Then your carriage will be going nicely, without any disturbance. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vakta, Pinite, Kurya, Vika. So, here, in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead explaining himself, Krishna. So, if you say, how can I believe that Krishna said, somebody has written in the name of Krishna, that Krishna said, God said. Now, this is called Vaishnavic succession. You'll see in this book, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, what Krishna said and how Arjuna understood. These things are described. And this sadhu, saintly person, beginning from Vyasa Narada down to many acharyas, Ramananda acharya, Madhya acharya, Vishnu Shani, and then this Lord Chaitanya. In this way, they have accepted. Yes, it is spoken by Krishna. So this is the proof. These saintly persons have accepted. They have not denied. Authority. They have accepted. Yes. This is called sadhu. And because sadhu, saintly persons have accepted, therefore it is scripture. That is the text. Just like it is common sense out there. If the lawyers accept some oath, then it is to be understood that it is law. You cannot say that, how can I accept this is law? The evidence is the lawyers have accepted. Medical. If it medical practice is accepted, then that is authoritative medical. Similarly, if saintly persons are accepting Bhagavad Gita as scripture, you cannot deny it. Sadhusa, saintly person and scripture. Two things. And who is spiritual master? Three. Three parallel nine. Who accepts the sadhu and the scripture? Sadhu confirms the scripture and spiritual master accepts the scripture. Simple process. So, they are not in disagreement. What is spoken in the scripture is accepted by saintly person and what is spoken in the scripture, the spiritual master explains only that thing. That's all. So, Bhayamidya is the scripture. Just like lawyer and the litigant, Bhayamidya is the law book. Similarly, the spiritual master, the scripture, saintly person means who confirms the Vedic Indian son, who accepts. And scripture means what is accepted by the saintly person and spiritual master means who follow the scripture. So things equal to me, same thing are equal to one another. This is axiomatic truth. If you have got $100 and another man has got $100 and he has got $100, then we are all equal. Similarly, sadhu sastra guru vakka, when these three parallel lines in agreement, then life is success. So here Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita, the Maya Sattama, about the yoga system, he has already concluded in the sixth chapter, the yoga system. In the first six chapters, it is explained what is the constitutional position of the deity. There are 18 chapters in the Bhagavad Gita. The first six chapters explains only the constitutional position of the deity. And when it is understood, just like when you understand your actual position, then your activity is actually beginning. If you do not know what is your actual position, suppose in the office, if your post is not settled up, what duty you have to execute, then you cannot do anything very nicely. Here is a typist, here is a clerk, here is a peon, here is a this and that, so they are executing the work very nicely. So one has to understand what is the constitutional position of the living entity. So that is explained in the first six chapters. Adena sakena upasatasya jivasya svarupa to prapti sadhananta pradhananyam proktam. The Baladev Vidyabhusha, a very nice authorized commentator of the Bhagavad Gita. He says that in the first six chapters, the constitutional position of the living entity has been very nicely expressed. And how one can understand his constitutional position, that is also explained. So, the yoga system means to understand his constitutional position. Yoga Indriya Samya. We are busy with the sense activity. The material life means business of sense activity. The whole world activity, when you go, stand on the street, you will see everybody is very busy. The storekeeper is busy. The motor driver is busy. Everyone is very busy. So busy that so many accidents in business. Now why is that busy? If you minutely study what is their business? Oh, the business is sense. Yes. Everyone is busy how to gratify sense. This is material. And yoga means to control the senses, to understand my spiritual position, my spiritual position. Yeah. Just like a ball with a stump. So, playing only, he cannot concentrate in his study, in understanding his future life. are in elevating himself higher position. Similarly, if we are engaged like child, without knowing the future of life, simply playing with the senses, that is all material life. The difference between material life and spiritual life is that if somebody is simply engaged in sense gratification business, that is all material life. And out of many thousands of such materialistic persons, if somebody is trying to understand what I am, why I have come here, why I am put into so many miserable conditions of life, is there any remedy? These questions, when arising, then practically his spiritual life begins. And the human form of life is meant for that. In animal life, they do not know anything except sense gratification. They have no power, their consciousness is not developed. Just like in the Green Lake Park, there are so many ducks. As soon as somebody goes there with some little boat, oh, they got it. And after eating, are they enjoying sex life? That's all. So, similarly, like cats and dogs and these animals, the human life is also like that if there is no question, what I am. If they are simply directed by the sense urges, they are no better than these ducks and dogs. So therefore, in the first six chapters, it has been decided that a living entity is a spiritual spark. It is very difficult to find out where this part is. Because it is so small, minute. There is no material microscope or machine to find out. But it is there. It is there. The symptom is, because it is there in my body, because it is there in your body, therefore you are moving, you are talking, you are planning, so many things you are doing, simply for that, the spiritual path. So, we are very minute spark of the Supreme Spirit. Just like there are, in the sunshine, minute particles, shining particles. With shining, these shining particles, when they are mixed together, that is sunshine. But they are molecules. They are separate, atomic molecules. Similarly, in relationship with God and ourselves, we are also minute particles of God. Shine. Shining means we have got the same propensities, thinking, feeling, willing, creating, everything, whatever you see in yourself that is there in God. So God cannot be impersonal. Because we are all personal. I have got so many propensities. That is very minute quality. The same propensity that there in Krishna or God, that is very great, unlimited. This is the study of Krishna consciousness. Simply, greatness, my position, is very small. And We are so small, infinitesimal. Still we have got so many propensities, so many desires, so many activities, so many brain work. Just imagine how much greater brain work and desire and propensities are there in God. Because He is great. His greatness means all these things what you have got, that is existing in Him, in grace. That's qualitatively we are one, but quantitatively we are different. He is great, we are small. He is infinite, we are infinite. Therefore, the conclusion is, just like infinite particles of fire and sparks, when they are with the fire, they look very nice with fire and sparks. But when the sparks are out of the fire, main fire, they extinguish. Namaste. Similarly, we are sparks of Krishna or God. When we associate with God, then our that illuminating power, fire, is renovated. Otherwise, we are extinguished. Although you are sparks, our present life, this material life, is covered. This spark is covered, or extinguished, or not. This is only example. It cannot be extinguished. If it is extinguished, how we are manifesting our living condition? It is not extinguished, but it is covered. Just like when fire is covered, you will feel heat on the cover, but you cannot see the fire directly. Similarly, this spiritual spark is powered by this material clay that we cannot see. The doctor says, the bodily function has failed, therefore heart has failed. He is dead. But why heart has failed, he does not know. There is no medical science calculated. They will say so many reasons that because the blood corpuscles, red corpuscles have ceased to function, it has become white, therefore it is. No, this is not right answer. The blood can be made red. Our redness is not light. There are many natural products which is red by nature. That does not mean there is life. So this argument that red corpuscles have ceased, therefore life has ceased. No. There are so many arguments and counter-arguments. Actually this is the fact, because we are speaking on the strength of spiritual, saintly persons and spiritual persons. That is the way of understanding. You cannot manufacture with your teeny brain, imperfect sense. Human beings, they are imperfect. Always. Just for example, that a child is seeing the sun, and a scientist is seeing the sun. By nature, the child's knowledge of the sun is imperfect. The same child, when he gets an expression from a scientist, he can understand this sun is so great. Therefore, direct perception of knowledge by your senses is always imperfect. You have to approach authority in every step. Similarly, if you want to understand what is God, then you have to take shelter of this Bhagavad. There is no alternative.
You cannot speculate.
The God may be like this, God may be like that. There is no God, God is dead, God is perfect. This is simply speculation. Here Krishna says, Mayasakta manatrakta jugam jinjan madastaya asamusam samadram man jata dhyasa sritatya. If you believe that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking, but fresh, as Arjuna believes, then you can understand what is God. Otherwise, it is not possible. Asamusam. So, the process is, and the first process is, mayasattamana. You have to constantly engage your mind in Krishna. That is the yoga process, which we are presenting as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, that's like if you constantly join yourself with the electric power house, there is incessant supply of electric energy. Similarly, if you constantly engage your mind in Krishna, that is also not very difficult. Krishna is all attractive. Krishna is beautiful. Krishna has so many activities. The whole Vedic literature is full of Krishna's activities. This Bhagavad Gita is full of Krishna's activities. Simply by understanding that God is there, that is neutral state of understanding. But you have to elevate more and more. How great he is. How great he is, it is not possible to understand, because our senses are always imperfect. But as far as possible, you can hear about the activities of God, about the position of God, and you can think over it, and you can make your judgment, you can put your argument, then you will understand. Without any doubt, what is God? The first beginning is mayasattamana. In the last chapter, Krishna has explained that one who is constantly absorbed in the thought of Krishna, he is first class yogi. First class yogi. In your country, the yoga system is very popular, but you do not know who is a first-class yogi. The first-class yogi explained in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginamati-sarvisham madgata-antaram, that out of many, many thousands of yogis, the yogi or bhakti-yogi, who is always seeing within himself, within his heart, the form of Krishna. He is first class. He is first class. So you have to continue that first class yoga system. And that is explained here, mayasattamana. Being attached. Mind is the vehicle for being attached. If you are attached to somebody, some boy, some girl, some person, generally we become attached to a person. Impersonal attachment is bogus. If you want to be attached, that attachment must be impersonal. This is not a fact. Impersonal attachment, you cannot love this guy, but you can love the sun. You can love the moon, you can love the star, because they are localized first. And if you want to love the sky, it is very difficult. You have to come again to this sun. So, yoga system, culminating in perfection, in love. So you have to love somebody person, that is Krishna. Just like here in the picture, Radharani is loving Krishna and offering his flowers to Krishna. And Krishna is playing with his flute. You can think of this picture nicely, always. Then you become constantly in yoga, samadhi. Why impersonal? Why something, something void? Why can't? If you think something void, there will be something light, something colored, colorful, so many things you find. But that is also form. How we can avoid form? That is not form. Therefore, why don't you concentrate your mind to the real form? Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller, the Supreme Controller, who has got a body. How? Vigraha. Vigraha means God. And what kind of body? Satchidananda. Chidananda's body. Full of knowledge. Full of knowledge. That body. Not like body, like this. This body is full of ignorance. Full of misery. And not eternal. Just opposite. His body is eternal. My body is not eternal. His body is full of grief. My body is full of misery. Always something. Troubling. Headache. Toothache. This head, that head. Somebody has given me personal trouble. So many. Adhmatic, adhibhoti, severe heat, severe cold, so many things. This body is always under threefold misery, this material body. So, if you think of Krishna, that is the process, Krishna consciousness, then Mayasattamanaprasajumajinjanmadas. If you practice this yoga system, Krishna consciousness, how? Madasraya. Madasraya means taking shelter of somebody who is in touch with Madasraya. Madasraya means directly in touch with him. Directly you are in touch with him as soon as you think of him. His form. But unless you take shelter of a spiritual master who knows about him, you cannot concentrate for a long time. It may be temporary. Therefore, you have to hear from a person who knows about Krishna, then your concentration of mind on Krishna will continue. You have to act according to his direction. Everything, your life should be molded in such a way under the direction of the spiritual master. Then you can continue this yoga system perfect. What is that yoga system? That yoga system explained in the Bhagavad Gita in the sixth chapter, last verse. Yoginamati sarvisam madgata antaratmana. One who is always thinking of me, madgata. He is first class. Many places this is stated. Premanyana surita. How you can think of Krishna unless you develop love for Krishna. Just like Radhana. Radhana means, she has come. She was married, household life, but she has come to Krishna towards him. Similarly, we have to place Krishna always in our mind, think of him. Then, this very process, Mayasattamanaprasa, Dubam Jinjan Madhatra under the protection of myself or my representative, when you understand Samagram perfectly well, then your life is successful. Without any doubt, not that because your spiritual master says that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. No. If you have got any doubt, just quote it. Just try to understand. It is a fact that He is the supreme personality of God, undoubtedly. But if you have got some doubt, you can clear assumption. In this way, if you practice this yoga system, Krishna consciousness, the topmost of all is the yoga system, the asamsam samagram mam, the bhagasas, then you will understand Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead perfectly, without any doubt. And your life will be successful. Thank you. Any question?
What is the difference between Baba and Prem? What is the difference between Baba and Prem?
Prem is mature condition of Bhava. It's like a ripe mango and green mango. Green mango is the cause of ripe mango. But to test ripe mango is better than unripe mango. Similarly, before attaining love of God, you have got different stages. That's why you say mango. It passes through different stages. Then one day it comes nice yellow color, fully ripened, and taste is so nice. The same mango. The mango does not change, but it comes to the mature stage. This has this example. The mango is in the beginning a flower, then gradually a little fruit, then gradually it grows, then it becomes very tight green, and then gradually it becomes little yellowish, and it becomes fully ripe. This is the process of everything. Material world also, there are six processes. And the last process is vanquish. This mango example, or any other material example, we can accept it so far the growth is required, concerned. But material example is not perfect. Just like mango, when it is ripe, somebody eats, that's all right. Otherwise, it will overripe, it will decompose, it will fall down, and finish. That is material. But spiritual is not like that. It is not changed. If you want to come to the stage of mature stage of love, then that professional stage continues eternally and your life. Thank you. Prima Pumatmaha. There are many different types of perfection in this material world. Somebody is thinking this is perfection of life. Materialists, they are thinking, if I can enjoy my senses very nicely, that is perfection. That is their point of view. And when they are frustrated, they find out, try to find out something better. So it is not guided that something better means the same text and interpretation. Simply become irresponsible. That's all. Because there is no guide, he is finding out, searching out something better. But because there is no guide, he comes to the same sense of sex and intoxication. To forget, a businessman, when his failure, so much disturbance, he tries to forget him by drinking. And this is artificial. This is not actually the remedy. How long you can forget? Sleep. How long you can sleep? Again wake up, again you are in the same position. That is not. But if you come to the stage of love of God, then naturally you forget all this now. Naturally. If you find out something more palatable, more relatable, you give up nonsense, which is not so nice to test. So Krishna consciousness is such a thing. It is leading you to a standard where going you will forget all these nonsense. That is real life. Brahma Bhuta, Prasannavatma. As soon as you come to that stage, then your symptom will be that you are jogged. You are feeling everywhere. There are many instances. When you accept this material world, in relationship with Krishna, he is death, that love of God, even in this material. Actually, material world means completely forgetfulness of God or Krishna. That is material. Otherwise, if you are in full consciousness of Krishna, he will find only spiritual world, even in this material. Concept. It is all concept. The same example. Just like the king and the bird is sitting on the same throne. But the bird knows that my business is simply to get some blood. That's all. The king knows that I have to rule. I am the ruler of this country. So, sitting on the same place, but the consciousness is different. Similarly, if you change your consciousness to Krishna consciousness, wherever you are in Vaikuntha. Well, it doesn't matter, yes?
And I could explain the origin and significance of what is called the Jagannath Har Festival.
Jagannath Festival is significant is that when Krishna left Vrindavan, Krishna was raised by his foster father, Nanda Maharaj. That when he was grown up, 16 years old, he was taken away by his real father, Vasudev. And they left Vrindavan, Krishna and Balarama, two brothers. And they were resident, their kingdom was in Dwarka. So, in Kurukshetra, Kurukshetra is all a dharma kshetra, pilgrimage. There was some lunar, solar eclipse. And many persons from many parts of India, they came to take bath. So similarly, Krishna, Balaram, and their sister, Subhadra, they also came in royal fashion with so many soldiers and so many, just a king. So, these residents of Vrindavan, they met Krishna, and especially the gopis, they saw Krishna, and they lamented that Krishna, you are here, we are also here, but the place is different. We are not in Vrindavan. So, there is a long story how they lamented and how Krishna pacified them. So, this is a feeling of separation and how the inhabitants of Vrindavan felt separation from Krishna. So this, when Krishna came on chariot, that is called Rath Yatra. This is the history of Rath Yatra. So any pastime made by Krishna, that is observed in ceremonial form by the devotees, so that is Rath Yatra.
How may we recognize Yogamaya?
I do not know how to get question.
He wants to know how we may recognize Yogamaya, how we may know.
Yogamaya? Yogamaya means that we connect. Yoga means connection. When a being gradually advances in Krishna consciousness, that is the action of Yogamaya. And when you are gradually forgetting Krishna, that is the action of Mahamaya. The Maya is acting upon you. So one is dragging you, and one is pushing you. Opposite. Yogamaya. So, just like the example that you are always under the laws of God. You cannot deny. If you say, I don't agree to abide by the laws of God, that is not for you. But when you are a cleaner, you are under the police law, and when you are a gentleman, you are under the civil law. The laws are there. In any situation, you have to obey the laws of God. If you remain as a civilized citizen, then you are always protected by the civil law. But as soon as you are against the state, that the criminal law will act upon you. So the criminal activities of law is Mahamaya, threefold misery, always putting in some sort of misery. And the civil department of Krishna, Anandamuri Vardhanam is simply go on increasing the depth of the ocean of joy. Anandamuri Vardhanam. That is the difference, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Yoga Maya, the original Yoga Maya, is Krishna's internal potency, that is Radha. And Mahamaya is external potency, Durga. The Durga is explained in Brahma Sangita. Sististhiti pralayata dhana shakti rita chai vayasya bhuvanani vibhakti durga. Durga is the superintending goddess of this whole material world. Everything is going on under her control. Pratiti is energy. Energy is accepted as many, just like this materialistic person, they are also working under some image. What is that image? The headlight, that's all. They are traveling so much, at night I will have headlight. That's all. That is the image. Janamaintanari grihamevi sukham mitucham. Their life is based on the sex, that's all. Everyone is working so hard, culminating in sex. That's all. This is material. The energy, the material energy means sex. But that is energy. If a person who is working in the factory, he should stop sex, or he cannot work. And when he is unable to enjoy sex life, then he takes intoxication. This is material. So energy must be there. Here in the material world, the energy is sex, and in spiritual world, the energy is love. Here, the love is misrepresented in sex. That is not love, that is love. Love is only possible in Krishna. Nowhere else. Nowhere else love is possible. That is misrepresentation of love. That is lust. So love and lust. Love is yoga maya and lust is mahamaya. That all right? Sir, any other questions? That I have explained many times, the pocket dictionary and international dictionary. You cannot say that pocket dictionary is no dictionary. but it is meant for a certain class of students. An international dictionary is meant for a certain class of students. They are all students. What class, what was spoken by Christ, that is also God consciousness. So that was meant for a certain class of men. And what class of men they were? They are not even perfectly civilized. Because Christ was explaining God consciousness. That was his fault. And they crucified. What class of men they were? Yes. His only fault was that he was explaining God. And they crucified him. The reward was crucifixion. What class of men they were? The status of that society. Just try to understand. Therefore, what was spoken by Lord Jesus Christ, for them that was sufficient. But when Bhagavad Gita is spoken to a person like also, that is different. So we have to speak according to the time, according to the circumstances, according to the audience. Don't you see that here only a few persons are attending? Why? They cannot understand this Krishna science, Krishna consciousness. It's not meant for all classes of men. It is the high standard of God consciousness. Love of God. So, there is also teaching for love of God, undoubtedly. That is the difference. Same thing, always try to understand. See, a small pocket dictionary for students who are in the primary stage and an international dictionary for our students, postgraduate students, both of them are the dictionaries. But it is meant for somebody, it is meant for. And the test is Palena Parishya. Palena Parishya, you have to understand. Suppose you are traveling in a forest, so many trees are there, but you cannot understand what is this tree or this tree. But as soon as you see the glass, oh, here is apple or this is apple. Just like the other day, you never saw apple tree. So as soon as you saw the apple, you understood this is apple tree. Oh. The test of any scripture is how one is developing love of God. If you find that following some religious principles, you are developing your love of God, then it is perfect. It doesn't matter whether it is Bible or Quran or Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't matter. We have to see what is the truth. If the truth is that people are developing love of God, then it is perfect. Don't try to understand whether this is good, this is bad, this is not. Try to understand by the result. That's why he said, wait, he can see the fruit, then it is much faster. So it doesn't matter whether it is Bible or Gita. If you can develop some of that by reading Bible, it is much faster. And if you can develop love of Godhead by Bhagavad Gita, it's first class. And if it's not, then either it's Bible, the Quran, or Bhagavad Gita, it has no effect for you. So it is up to you. Not by compulsion, but by your own activities. If you actually follow the instruction given by Lord Jesus Christ, he will also develop love of God, there is no doubt. Similarly, if you follow the instruction of Krishna, he will also develop. So it is up to you to try to follow. If you do not follow, simply try to make a comparative study, this is good or this is bad or this is good. That is called samayeva hi kevalam, simply levare. Why comparative study? Just see how much you are developing love of God. That's parena purisya. Finality is apple is there. That's all right. Never mind what is this tree. I am concerned with the apple. Yes.
Sometimes there may be differences between what is love of Godhead between Christian and Muslim and Buddhist Hindu. They may quarrel. At what is love?
The quarrel there, those who are in love of, not in love of Godhead, they must quarrel. That is the best, because they are cats and dogs. You cannot expect any peaceful conditions between cats and dogs. They will fight. So whatever they may be, so long they are fighting, that means they are not on the perfectional stage. Where is the fight? If you love God, then you love everyone. That is the fact. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu madhavati labhate param. After attaining the stage of equality, then you can enter into the realm of loving God. Before that you have to pass. Just like before entering law college, you have to become graduate. Similarly, before entering the realm of devotional service, you have to realize that all living entities are on the same platform. That is the realization. You cannot make any distinction that this is lower, this is higher. No. Pandita Samadarshan. When a person is fully learned, he does not make any distinction that he is human being, he is cow, he is dog, he is a... He sees that he is really soul, covered in different dress. That's all. That is his vision. Universal. Equality vision. He cannot say that dog has no life, the cow has no life. How can you say that there is no life? There is lack of your knowledge. What is the symptom of life? You will find the symptom of life is there in human being, in ant also. So how can you say that a small creature, lower animals have no life? There is lack of your knowledge. Even trees, plants have got life. So perfect knowledge is required. So love of Godhead on the basis of perfect knowledge is real love. Otherwise it is fanaticism. So the fanatics, they may fight. That is not love of Godhead. Of course, it is very difficult to come to that stage, but one should try. That is the tapas. We are all students. We are trying. But there are degrees also. Just like in an educational institution, there is 10 class, 8 class, 5 class, 6 class. There is a yoga, there is like a staircase. Or a leap. So, there are different stages of perfection. The highest perfection is, we are thinking of Krishna. Yoginamati, Sarvitam, Padgata, Antaratma, Sadhyavana, Bhajati. The highest perfection is Krishna. Think God is Krishna, Dala, that is the highest purpose. He has no other business. Simply thinking of us.
When we're chanting our vows, while we're chanting out loud in kirtan, is it alright to be engaging our mind in thinking?
Is it not?
Is
it practical? Hey, if you are not minding, the chanting will force you to mind. Krishna sounds by force. Chanting is for mind. And this is the practical yoga in these days. You cannot meditate. Your mind is so disturbed, you cannot concentrate your mind. Therefore, chant. And by the sound vibration, it will possibly enter into your mind. Even if you don't want Krishna, Krishna will enter into your mind. By force. This is the easiest process. You don't require to endeavor, Krishna is coming. Very nice. This is annoying there for this age. And others also will be benefited. He chants loudly, others who are not accustomed, they will also at least get like on the street and the park and Hare Krishna. How they have learned? By hearing this chanting. That's all. Sometimes you see them. As soon as they see us, they say, oh, Hare Krishna. In Montreal, the children, when he was walking on the street, and all the children, the shopkeeper, the storekeeper, they say, Hare Krishna. But that's all. So you have force Hare Krishna within the mind. If you practice yoga, meditate, it may be beneficial for you. But this is beneficial for many others. Suppose something very good you are enjoying yourself, some sweet ball. That is one thing. But if you distribute sweet ball, that is another thing. So by chanting on the road, on the street, you are distributing. Sweet ball. You are not minded that you are eating yourself. You are so liver that you are distributing to others. Ah. town chants, you see it.
Thank you.
When you go to a medical man, you ask him whether he is Christian or Hindu. I'm asking. Suppose you go to a medical man, you ask him, are you Christian or Muslim or Hindu? Do you ask him? Now I'm asking this God. Why? Because your business is to cure your disease. It doesn't matter whether he is a Christian or a Hindu or Mohammedan. It doesn't matter. Similarly, you have to see love of God. Whenever it is available, it's something you have to say. That should be the point of it. It doesn't matter where it is available. One should be hankering after love of God. Love of God. Gold. Somebody is after purchasing gold. It doesn't matter where it is at. Similarly, it doesn't matter whether you develop love of God from this scripture or that scripture. Your aim should be whether you are developing love of Godhead or developing love of non-God. That should be the test.
Then, Master, I came to pay my respect. I'm most distressed that I need to leave. But there are a series of people who are waiting for me for a spiritual meeting also.
Thank you very much.
I didn't miss boxes.
He's coming in.
Thank you.
Take some time. So you did not question anything? If you have had any doubts?
I think that any doubt, that master, you may be able to read my heart. I have no pretension to speak of it.
There is no doubt.